The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into this Thanksgiving service, and I trust God that your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking briefly this morning on Forget Not His Benefits. The title of the message this morning is Forget Not His Benefits. What is a benefit? What is a benefit? A benefit is a privilege or a gift given to one by another which is highly beneficial to the recipient. A benefit is a privilege. Someone say privilege. A privilege or a gift given to one by another which is highly beneficial to the person that it was given to. Because some things might be given to you and it might not be a benefit. But when someone is given to you and it is beneficial to you, then we call it a benefit. Somebody is here this morning, you are receiving a benefit in the name of Jesus. Our life is filled with benefits from God. They are uncountable. Looking at you this morning from this side, I can see benefits in your life. And these benefits cannot be counted. They are too numerous to be counted. In Psalm 68 verse 19, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits." And as I was meditating through that scripture, I could picture like a trailer that is loaded. How many of you have seen a fully loaded, Forget Not His Benefits? S is there. Thank you, media. Forget Not His Benefits. Now look at that. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. When a trailer goes to a Dangote a warehouse or Dangote production place, it goes there empty with dust. And then the foreman or the warehouse man will say, "Reverse your trailer." Then the person will reverse, move forward, and reverse his trailer to the entrance. And then they call men. I will look at those men like angels. I'm painting a picture to you this morning. Say, come. They can't say they cannot come because their life depends on it. They say, "Lord, 10,000 tons or what? Sorry? What's the highest? 30,000. Load 30,000 tons of cement into this trailer." Then they begin to load it. They begin to throw it in. Bah, boo, bah, boo, bah, boo, bah. It's the same thing also for a trailer, a tanker. A tanker is as useless as anything without petrol inside. But when it goes to the NNPC depot, it reverses his tanker to the entrance of a major channel. And they remove the top of that container, of that tank, and then something is loaded inside. After it is fully loaded, they lock it and they check it and they say, "It is now loaded. Take your way bill." Then you can go. Friends, that is the way your life has been. Throughout 2016, God practically opened up things to you. Many of you cannot even explain how you survived last year. Many of you here today cannot explain how you survived the last year. You just realized that things were working when people said things were not working. He daily loaded us with benefits. I must tell you this, that our God has promised never to forget us. Isaiah 49 verse 15. He said, Can a woman forget her sucking child that she shall not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget you. Say, a woman. You know, women are very passionate about children. When women meet, the first question is, "How is your child?" or "How is your husband?" When men meet, the first thing is, "How is your work? How is your business?" Women are very passionate about children. It's very rare to see a woman that will abandon his child. It happens. But the Bible is now saying, even if a woman abandon his own child, I, your God, I will never forget you. That is what you have been enjoying ever since. Even when your parents send you to school and sometimes your money finished, you don't know. God still find a way to supply you. Can you imagine somebody said, I got a lot. And then I got a lot. And then I got... Not only you. Somebody say benefits. Somebody say benefits. I got a lot. As I was still saying, this is very great. Oh. Say, I got a lot. As I was still saying, what's going on? Friends, a brand new benefit is coming for you today. Before you finish celebrating one testimony, another says testimony has already stepped into your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Our God is a God that does not forget us. But it is quite unfortunate that we are in a world where people forget God's benefits. It's part of the signs of the end time. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 explains to us that this know also that in the last days, someone say last days, perilous times shall come. Now what are the signs of these perilous times? For men shall be lovers of their own self. They will be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Forget it. I mean, it's because I'm very, very good. That's why I can, my business is doing well. I'm so good. You see, I take my time to practice very well. I went to Harvard. I went to a good polytechnic. I'm very qualified for this job. That's why things are... There are many more qualified than you that still did not receive this benefit. And this morning, I want to steer you up into another level of refusing to be a forgetful person. Because we must remind ourselves this thing all the time. It is natural for a human being. After some time, somebody has done something for you 1 year, 2 years ago. That one is gone. No, it's not gone. You must continue to remember and to show your appreciation to keep that blessing on the flowing line. Somebody is here this morning. You will never, your blessings will never be stopped in the name of Jesus. This morning, by privilege, I'll be showing you the case study of a man called David who enjoyed benefit all the days of his life simply because this man never decided to forget God's benefit. He proposed in his heart. He said, my heart is fixed. Can you imagine a man saying that? He said, my heart is fixed on thanking God. I'll be showing you this morning by privilege 10 benefits from this life of this man, which is also in your own life, which you must never forget. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 103, verse 1 through to 13. We're going to be reading together, and this will form the basis for every other thing we're going to be doing this morning. And I trust God that somebody's life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to be reading together all through to verse 13. 1 to verse 13. From verse 1 to verse 13. Verse 1 now, media. God bless you. Verse 1. 1. 1. From verse 1. All right. Now, 1, 2, go. Everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy youth with good things? So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the heavens, so above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the earth is from the west, so had he removed our transgressions from us. Verse 13. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them. 10 benefits you must not forget. Number one is forgiveness. In Psalm 103 verse 3, Psalm 103 verse 3, we'll be going through this verse as we move on now. Psalm 103 verse 3, he tells us, he said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? So what that means is that if there is anybody here, 2016, you never sinned at all, I want to see you. Huh? You never did anything wrong, even for 1 minute. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 explains to us that every one of us has sinned at one time or another. For all have sinned and have come short of glory. The Bible says that if you say that you have not sinned, say you are a liar. He said, and the truth of the Lord is not. Even that fact that I didn't sin for the past 7 years is a lie. So if you say you have not sinned, you are a liar. And that's another sin again. He said, but God forgiveth our sins. He forgiveth our iniquity. He did not look at our sins to judge us. He did not look at the way we have behaved to determine how we will treat us. Some people don't fornicate, they don't drink, but their own sin is worse. If they hate somebody, they hate the person till forever. Say, I hate you, and this one, I will hate you till I die. There are some people, they don't drink. They don't go to nightclub. But their mouth is like razor. It's one blow, 20 die. If they open their mouth, wow, it's like scissors. It's like using scissors to choke somebody on the neck. Their words end seasoned with salt. So don't say, I know, I'm not saying, I'm not the one pastor is talking about. Every one of us at one point in time or another, we have erred, but we have enjoyed mercy. Number two benefit you must never take God for granted for is the blessing of healing and health. Someone say healing and health. Our God is a God that has helped us so much in this area. Psalm 103 verse 3. He says, who forgave our iniquity? Who healed all our diseases? Exodus 15 verse 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is the one that healeth us. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. So he says, he and said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in thy sight, and will give ear to his commandment and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that what? I am the one that healed thee. I'm in charge of your healing. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 also explains to us that God is the one that has a hand in our healing. He restoreth our health. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. You were sick, I will restore back your health. I will ensure that your health is fully restored. I stand on this altar this morning and I declare, anyone sick in our midst this morning, your health is gloriously restored in the name of Jesus. I say your health is restored this morning in the name of Jesus. Your health is restored this morning in the name of Jesus. So, health is from God. Our health is as a result of the help of God. Our health is as a result of the help. People eat very good food and they are still sick. People eat very good food and they are still sick. Plenty. And they are still sick. They have access to the best of money, best of doctors, best of nurses, and they still die of strange sickness. But that will never be the case of you and your family. I say that will never be the case of you and your family. Sickness that does not have drug will never come near you. Even that one that has drug will never be your portion. All the days of your life, you will live a healthy life in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I told you about Moses in Deuteronomy 34 verse 7 when I was preaching on healing and health. on Thursday or so. Moses, at 120 years when he died, his eyes did not grow dim and his natural strength was not abated. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. He was very strong till he died at 120. I speak to everyone here this morning, below that 120, you are not permitted to die now. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. So, don't prepare for death because death is not coming near you yet. Number three, benefit that you must not forget to thank God for is safety and deliverance. That's in Psalm 103 verse 4. Who redeemed our soul from destruction? He redeemed our soul from destruction. Our God is a deliverer. Someone say deliverer. He is a deliverer in Psalms 91 verse 14. Psalms 91 verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Today, God will deliver you from all your enemies. God will deliver you from all your enemies. Let me tell you this. There are many people that are your enemies and they are actually to you your best friends. It is God that has been delivering you from them. They post, hello, hi, appreciate you. I've not seen you for some time. What's going on? And immediately you turn your back. You say, I like curry. You don't know anything. What I will do for you in this life? In this life. Ah! You will see Baba. You will call it Mama. You know how to say it to you, Baba. You will see Baba, you call it Mama. You see Mama, you call it Baba. Whereas they are your greatest friends. He says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Friends, God will deliver you from all your adversaries. I say God will deliver you from all your adversaries. God will deliver you from all your adversaries. I've told you the story before. Many years ago, in particular in the year 2000, I was working in a particular bank in Ibadan. And a guy who was one of our security men, who was a security man, I asked him, what's wrong? How are you? He said he's a graduate, a poly graduate or so, something like that. You know? And I said, what are you doing as a security man? He said, he doesn't have help. I said, I will help you. I will assist you. I will help you to go to school and you'll be able to get a better job. And he thanked me. And I gave him money to go and get PGD form. And one day, I was very tired. I was in operations. Somebody brought cash. Say, box this cash for me. And I told the guy, take this cash and draw it to the vault. So that when we are going to the vault inside at night, we can draw it. And he took one of the boxes of the cash and took it inside another room and locked it. And when the thing was discovered, this was somebody who you should call like a friend. And then I think the following day when it was discovered that the money was missing, you know what he said? He said, you see, I remember something. You see, when everybody has gone, Oga, that's me. Oga came back. Ah! My eye first did turn. Ah! I came back. And you know, they had already invited police and all that. I came back. I moved towards him to slap him. One of the soldiers held my hand with gun. Said, you don't slap him. Leave him. Let him talk. This is somebody that is meant to be. Now, listen, this is, God has really saved me from many things. I'm telling you, God has saved me. Somebody telling you, the person, now, what saved me? Somebody just said, oh, you're a security man. Where did you walk? He said, inside. Now, who walked outside? And they called him. You walked out. Do you know when this man went home? He said, I know. He went with so people. Did he come back? He said, never. Lie. This man is lying. I walked outside. Then they now ask him a question. I said, did he become a bird? That somebody at the door said he never came in. You inside. That was how we begin to know that he was a suspect. By the following day, he never came back to work. We started looking for him and all that. The rest of his story is history. What am I saying this morning? Sometimes people that you help the most are your greatest enemies. You want to deliver them. They want to decipher you. They want to slaughter you. But friends, God has saved you from many of them. He did not even allow you to know. Come on, give Jesus a big clap this morning. Our God must... Now, I'm talking of... This is 2017. That was 17 years ago. And I still remember now. Something God did for you last month, you can't remember again. Something God did for you last year. Major thing that God saved you from. He's saying, what is it? Pastor, preach your own. Let me just drop the little offering I can drop and I'm on my way to God. I mean, something happened 17 years ago. Year 2000. This is 2017. I'm still quoting verbatim. I still know the dates. Wake up. Wake up. Don't try to forget these benefits. Move on now to number four. Benefit that you have enjoyed is called the benefit of love. Love. In John chapter 3 verse 16. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. There is no love greater than this. According to Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. For God commended us his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is no love as great as this love that we're talking about. The love is too much. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. Keyboardists, you should have known my tones by now. God will help you in Jesus' name. So, what are we saying by now? Love. Love is one of the major benefits. It's one of the major benefits. He's loved us so much. Friends, put your hand on your chest and say, Father, I thank you for your love towards me. I can see it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. He has loved you so much. He has loved me so much. There's a song, it says, he loved me. I can't say why. I mean, can you say why? Okay, tell me what you have done. How many things have you done? How many things have you done? And say, it's because of this that he loves me. How many churches have you built? How many souls have you won? How many evangelism have you done? I say, it's because of my good deeds. I practically sleep inside the house of God. That's why he loves me. There's nothing like that. All of us, including myself. Ofemi, yeah. Opetimo. Ofemi, yeah. Opetimo. Ofemi. Open me. Chopin. Open me. Open. One more time. Oh, yeah. Open me. Open me. Yeah, yeah. Open me. Open. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I can't hear your hallelujah. I feel I should stop preaching and we should start dancing. You know, I can do that one. We can switch to that place. So, shout hallelujah. If I don't hear your hallelujah, I will not preach again. We'll start dancing. Oh, yeah. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Oh. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Are you ready to shout hallelujah now? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Okay, take your seat. We'll preach now. Thank you, Jesus. Number five benefit which you have received is the benefit of mercy. And I will spend a lot of time on this because David spent a lot of time on this in these 13 verses. in Psalm chapter 103, verse 8, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11, David spoke extensively on the receipt of the mercy of God. The Lord, now let's read it together, everybody, from verse 8 through to verse 11. One, two, go. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them. Can you see that? Out of 13 verses, this man talked of mercy of God with 4 verses. That means that this man recognized that the mercy of God is the principal factor. The mercy of God is responsible for clearing the mess of our lives. The mercy of God is what is responsible for making our life a message instead of a mistake. The mercy of... Friends, you can't imagine how the mercy of God has helped people like us. Unqualified. Unqualified. That was why the day God called me to ministry, I wept, because I was expecting that the thing maybe it was just a joke. I wept because I just, how can you? This is a nobody. How can you say this person should be serving me? I wept profusely. The mercy of God, responsible for the greatness of David. That same mercy of God will be responsible for you today. I don't care how bad your past has been. The blood of Jesus is responsible here this morning to wash away every past that is bad in the name of Jesus. And it will turn that bad past, it will turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I need to be very fast now. Now, number 6, benefit of God, which you will never forget, is food and welfare. Somebody say food and welfare. God has been giving you food. The Bible says in Psalm 103 verse 5, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is... He satisfied your mouth with good... I mean, there are some people here, in 2016, the kind of things you ate, despite the fact they said there's recession, is beyond understanding. You had chicken, you had rice, you had meat, you had fish. Some of you even ate snail. Either mistakenly or somehow, you just jammed snail somewhere. Pepper soup, cake, different things. Shawarma, ice cream. Some of you even ate rabbit meat, cow tail, and they said there's recession. Okay, what about if there's no recession? Come. Your mouth has never lacked welfare. You fared very well last year. And they said there is recession, and you have never for once slept empty stomach. Even if it is gallium sulfate, it's always available. And sometimes the gallium even goes with all sorts of things. In Joel chapter 2 verse 26, he says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I picked from this scripture that this scripture was saying that it is easier to praise God when you have something in your stomach. How many of you believe that? It's easier to shout hallelujah when you just ate than after 7 days without food, not fasting. It's just 7 days, you did not eat anything. And you say, jump on my chest. And they say, forget it, Pastor. Pastor, leave that story first. Leave that story first for now. Jumping up, just leave that first. I say, this stomach... This stomach lacks, it lacks vitamins. Somebody's here today. This year will be at least 7 times better for you in that area than last year. Not that you'll be eating, but you will have surplus. that you can eat what you want and dash out things. I cannot hear your loudest amen. That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 33, Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 to 33, say, don't bother yourself about what to eat or what to drink. I will feed you. Look at the fowls of the air. I feed them. Don't bother yourself. Friends, this year, food will not be your problem. What to drink will not be your problem. When people say, I want to come and greet you, say, I don't bother, I won't be at home because you might not, maybe you don't have coke to give them. This year, it will never be like that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Your cousin say, I want to come and use just 1 week with you. Say, yeah. You will eat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't bother. I actually have a meeting in Sapele. I will not be available because you are calculating the food. Somebody is here today in your store. Things will never be empty forever. Can I tell you this? As I am saying this, heaven is stamping it. I say, as I am saying this morning, heaven is stamping it. You will have more than enough to give out. Number 7, benefit which you must always thank God for is youthfulness and strength. Also, in that Psalm 103, verse 5, who satisfy our mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. The Bible says in Psalms 84, verse 7, Psalm 84, verse 7, they go from strength to strength, all of them that appear it in Zion. So, whenever you come in the presence of God, He has been renewing your strength throughout last year, even this year. So strong. You are so strong. There are many of you. As you are growing older, it's as if you are getting stronger. Like Caleb. As you are growing older, it's as if you are getting stronger. Somebody is here today. That will be your case. That will be your story. And I thank God because He is the one that has been doing it. In Psalms 18 verse 1, He says, I love thee, O God, my strength. I love thee, O God. You are my strength. You are my strength. I love thee, O God. You are my strength. In Isaiah 40 verse 31, Isaiah 40 verse 31, He says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And many of us here just finished our fasting and you have some people are even still continuing. Like you heard this morning. It means that God has been renewing your strength. It's worth thanking God for. Oh, talk back. Oh, mama, talk back. Oh, ore, Jesus. Oh, talk back. Number 8. Things you need to thank God for is protection and defense. Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all the oppressed. God has been... He has been destroying all the people that are trying to destroy you. Psalm 116 verse 8. He has been destroying everyone that has been trying to destroy you. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. God has been delivering you from death. And my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. Can you see 3 things? He delivered you from death. He delivered my eyes from tears. And my feet from falling. Your feet will not fall this year. I say your feet will not fall this year. Maybe you fell last year. Relax. This year, throughout, you will not fall. In Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I fall, I will rise again. I will rise again. Micah, not Malachi. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. There's somebody here today that will be your story in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your story in the name of Jesus. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Micah 7 verse 8. Rejoice. Okay, that's it. Rejoice not against me, O my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. That will be somebody's story in Jesus' name. I rush through this remaining 2. Number 9. What must I not forget that God has been doing for me? Direction. Someone say direction. Let me hear you say direction. That's in. Number 7, he made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. God has been directing you. Sometimes by your own knowledge, it's as if you don't know what you're going to do next. But somehow, he will direct, say, this is the way to go. This is the path to follow. This is what to do. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will lead you. I will guide you. I will guide you with my own eyes. I will instruct you in the path to follow. I will instruct you. I will show you what to do. Somebody is here today. God will show you what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my guide. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please don't let me stray. What made Abraham divine direction? Genesis 12 verse 1. And God said to him, get out of your father's house, of your mother's house, unto a country I will show you. And the Bible says in verse 4 that he departed. Divine direction made Isaac. Divine direction made Jacob. Divine direction will make you this year 2017. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You have been enjoying so much of that through the word of God from his servant here, from the various pastors and ministers and servants of God as they ascend here. You pick direction. You pick direction. You pick direction. You pick direction. God speaking through the voice of his servant, showing you what to do. Drop this habit. Drop this thing. Pick up this thing. Don't stay at home not working. Don't do this and that. Pick up this new business. Try to be fervent. My prayer for you today is that your ears will never be deaf to God's direction. I say your ears will never be deaf to God's direction. I can hear your loudest amen. And number 10, where we stop this morning on the benefit which you must not forget is called compassion. Compassion. In Psalms 103 verse 13, he said, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. That is, he's a God that has compassion for them. He pitieth them. He has compassion for them. Also in Psalms 86 verse 15, Psalms chapter 86, verse 15. But thou, O Lord, art God, full of compassion. There's no cup here. A cup. It's a full of water. This cup is full of water. Now, they say God is full of compassion. And gracious, long-suffering. I can tell you that. It's very long-suffering. If not for that, there's some people here today. What God would have done for you long time. With some of the things you do sometimes. Immediately he bless you, just disappear. Immediately your level change, you disappear. Immediately he does something for you. Somebody is begging God, God, please, if only I can just have a baby, just one baby, just one, and God gives you that baby. And then, months upon months, what's happening? I say, my baby. If it's a human being, it's okay, since it's your baby, I gave you that baby, I withdraw my benefits. But God won't do that. Long, someone say long suffering. That long suffering is a product of compassion. He has so much compassion on us. If not for his grace, that compassion would have been lost. If not for his compassion, they would have caught you in that exam when you cheated last time. They would have caught you one time. You would have caught you one time. You cheated live. As in, you as you were dubbing it. In fact, they caught somebody in the class, but they didn't catch you. They caught the person. Stand up. Stand up. Hey, stand up. You're cheating. And you say, yay. And you quickly hid it. Oh. God, we have mercy on you. I say, God, we have mercy on you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.